Welcome back to Capes and Tights. This is Justin's Poll List. I am doing this weekly episode now, quick 5-minute whatever episode to tell you what I'm pulling this week at Galactic Comics in Bangor, Maine on my comic book poll list. Before I get too started, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Capes and Tights Podcast, as well as on Apple and Spotify. Rate, review, subscribe, do all that stuff, share with your friends, all your comic book related content now at you at Capes and Tights. And visit capesandtights.com for more information and for all the listings of the different episodes we have. So I want to do a little thing. I'm not going to tell you everything I have on my pull list, but some things that I'm looking forward to. And I'm going to pull out my Key Comic Collector app, which is a great app if anybody doesn't have that. Key Collector, you can find it on the Apple Store and Apple Podcast, or sorry, Apple App Store and so on as well. So this week I am going to be pulling, or I did pull for anything. Big one for me is King Spawn. That's one of the first new ongoing comic book series that's going to be out under the Spawn universe, Todd McFarlane in his universe. So Spawn's one of my favorite things. It's one of the first comic books I ever got into as a younger kid. I actually have my Spawn number one out at CGC right now, getting slabbed. But this is the first one that's a new series that's going to be ongoing. They were at issue number 320 in the Spawn, regular Spawn, but now Todd McFarlane has now expanded the universe to include other titles as well. So King Spawn comes out this week. There's 5 or 6 covers. I'll be getting all of them. And then it's a 1 in 50 variant that I'm looking to grab as well. Not sure if I'll get it at Paul's shop because I'm not the only Spawn fan, but I'll be able to get it because I got the Spawn Universe that came out a couple weeks ago. I was able to get that 1 in 50 as well. So I'm looking forward to that one. That's one of my biggest things I'm looking forward to. Strange Academy number 12 comes out this week. It's Scotty Young's comic book at Marvel. It's basically like Harry Potter meets Doctor Strange magic world, which is pretty cool. It's an academy of magic people that is taught by the different magic people in the Marvel Cinematic or Marvel Universe out there as well. Let's see what else. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number 120 comes out. The longest running TMNT ongoing series in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles history is continuing. That will have a cover A and a cover B. Cover B will be by Kevin Eastman. I'll be grabbing that one. I love Kevin Eastman's covers. A lot of fun on those. What else? Amazing Spider-Man number 72 comes out. Avengers Annual number 1. I'll be getting Black Widow number 10. Department of Truth number 12. Department of Truth is a great comic book. It's out on Image. James Tynion is doing that book. It is unbelievable. It's a lot of conspiracy theories, things going on. I love that book. So that's issue 12. I'll be getting that one. What else? Extreme Carnage number 1. Riot number 1. That's a fun one. That has a Scotty Young cover. So I'll be looking to grab the cover A on that one and the Scotty Young cover as well. A couple of Star Wars titles coming out. Dr. Aphra number 16, I believe. And then Darth Vader number 15. Let me just make sure it's number 16 because I have it in my list here sent over to Paul, but I made a mistake. Types of period instead of a number 13, Dr. Aphra number 13 and Darth Vader number 15, which would be kind of cool. Those are two key, they're on listed on keys of the week. Spider-Man Life Story Annual number 1 will be coming out as well. So those are some of the books that I'm looking forward to grabbing this week, as well as Nonstop Spider-Man number 4. Again, don't want to get into Wolverine number 15, United States of Captain America number 3, Thor number 16. Those are all on my pull list for this week as well. One thing you noticed, Something Killed the Children is not on there. It's one of the most popular comic books right now. I do not read that, or did not buy that, I should say, currently. And I don't want to get caught up in buying it because I don't want to spend any more money. But I will be getting those comic books this week. Dark Blood number 2 is on Boom. I'll be getting that. And so I want to do this. Each week we'll have some sort of cool thing. This is a quick one. Next week when I do it, I'll do a little bit more in depth on specific titles. But I just wanted to get out there. So some of the books that I'm reading and some of the books that I'm collecting and buying at Galactic Comics in Bangor on Wednesday. And so that is big one this week. It's King Spawn number 1. All the covers will be in my possession. I love Spawn. I can't wait for Todd McFarlane to create more. And then another one on top of that will be TMNT ongoing series number 120 as a big one. Strange Academy number 12, Scotty Young, as well as Extreme Carnage Riot number 1 cover A and Scotty Young's cover, and Department of Truth number 12. Those are the ones that I'm really looking forward to. I'm excited. looking forward to a bunch of new issues coming to my way on Wednesday at Galactic Comics in Bangor. So that's been Justin's pull list here on Capes and Tights. Follow us on Instagram and on Facebook at Capes and Tights Podcast, Apple and Spotify, Capes and Tights. Search for us, write, rate, review, subscribe, tell your friends, capesandtights.com. I'm Justin Soderberg. This has been Justin's pull list, where I get my comics at Galactic Comics in Bangor, Maine. Enjoy, everybody. Look forward to talking to you guys next week. Look forward to episode coming out this Wednesday with Adam and I talking why and how and you know what's going to happen with X-Men and Fantastic Four joining the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's on this week's episode of Capes and Tights. So thanks, everybody. Enjoy.